If you don't like hunting, fishing, cooking, and the outdoors, you might want to find another podcast. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Southern Boys Outdoors Podcast here from the Southern Boys store located at 11318 Highway 190, Hammond, Louisiana. Telephone number 225-209-0945. Y'all make sure y'all stop by, hang out with us here at the Southern Boys store, because you know what we always like to say. You never know what's coming up next here on Southern Boys Outdoors. Hey, everybody, Kenya Bankston here, Southern Boys Outdoors. We at the Southern Boys Outdoor Store, and I got my daughter, Brandy B., in the house today. Brandy, tell everybody hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You got to get a little closer to that mic today now, Brandy. You can't sit way back there.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And Brandy B., y'all, is she's like 5 months pregnant right now. Is it 5 months pregnant?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, how far along?
I'm 25 weeks.
25 weeks. And we having a baby girl. We super, super excited. I get another granddaughter, and I'm super excited about that, guys.
We'll be here every day.
So, Brandy, have y'all picked out a name yet?
No, we have not picked out a name yet.
We hadn't got a name for the baby yet. So, if any of y'all listening out there would like to send in name requests, please feel free to send us a message on Southern Boys Outdoors about baby names.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, guys. So I was wanting to share a story about my childhood when I was a young man, and I decided this was this year is 1984, 1985. I'm going to take y'all back. I decided I was going to be a bull rider. And anyway, I was riding bulls at Dickie Wagner's Buckout Arena on Thursday nights. We paid $5 to ride bulls, and for $5, you could ride a bull, and my mom would give me like $20 to go ride bulls and stuff like that. But anyway, I got into a high school rodeo in Livingston, Louisiana. And we got there as kids, me and my cousin Jeremy Morrison, and was in this rodeo, the high school rodeo. And guys, let me tell y'all, they had this bull there that was so big. And they had him in a pen by himself, and we was on the catwalks walking above him. And this bull was snort at us. And he would just, and he would throw dirt with his hooves pawing on the ground. He would throw dirt up on the catwalk over his head at us. And we was, as kids, we was all scared to death of this bull. I mean, we were terrified of this big old bull. Well, in FFA rodeo, we didn't draw bulls. We actually drew shoots. And I was at shoot number two, and my cousin Jeremy was at shoot number three. And so we looking, and we're trying to figure out where's this big bull at, and who is going to have to ride this big bull. And man, I tell you what, we was all scared to death, but every one of us back there was going to ride this bull if he come through there. No matter how scared we was, somebody was going to ride it. And because we cowboy up, you know, we ready. So anyway, in comes this bull, and I'm counting bulls, and Jeremy's counting bulls, and I'm like, Jeremy, you got to ride him. You got to ride him, Jeremy. You got to ride the big bull. And y'all, no sooner than I was telling Jeremy that, the big bull flipped the bull that would stop in front of me, flipped him upside down in the chute, So they had to turn that bull out, which put the big bull coming to me. So anyway, boy, I jump up on that thing. I got my rope in my hand, and the guy grabs a rope out of my hand. He's saying, get on him, boy, get on him. And they wrap my rope around him. And you know how when you rouse them up, any of y'all out there ever rode bulls, you'll know what I'm talking about. You got this pine tar, rouse them. You got a rouse them bag with you. And you rouse them up that rope. You get back there and you watch them cowboys, and you'll see them pulling that glove up and down that rope and in the handle of that rope. And making it real sticky where it won't hardly come untied off your hand. So you're going to tie yourself to this bull. Well, anyway, I got on that bull. And when they wrapped the rope around him, the very end of that rope laid in my hand. It would not even, the rosin part where I rosined up my rope was down on the side of the bull. Usually on a normal size bull, I could wrap that rope around my hand two times and do a tie wrap, or I would do a butterfly wrap. Well, with this bull big as he was, I could only put the little end of that rope in my hand, and then I put it between my one of my fingers, and that way I could hold on to it a little bit better, to almost, because that's all it would fit in there, just a little tail come out between my glove. And the guy looked at me. He said, "Look at me, son, look at me." I looked at him. He said, "He ain't going to throw you. He's going to buck straight down this arena." He said, "He's going to lope down it." He said, "Spur the crap out of him." But he said the other word, "Spur the crap out of him." When that buzzer rings, he said, "Son, run." I said, he said, "Run." I said, "Yes, sir." Well, I turned him out. When I turned him out, he was right. The bull just kind of loped down the arena, bucking, boom, ba-boom, 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 bucking. And I'm sitting there just spurring the crap at him. Doom, da-doom, da-doom. I'm spurring him. About that time, I hear that buzzer ring. Well, when I heard that buzzer ring, I bailed off this bull. And we was almost at the end of the arena. I could see the end of the arena. So when I bailed off this bull, I took off run. I was running before I ever hit the ground. I mean, my feet was in full stride while I was in the air. When I hit the ground, it looked like the road runner running across there. Shoo. I took off running across that rodeo arena. Now, I'm on one side, and I run all the way across the other side of this rodeo arena, and not straight across because, you know, I'm at the end of the arena, so I'm figuring that bull's going to turn around. So I'm kind of running diagonally across the rodeo arena. And as I'm running across the rodeo arena, I could see people, and they were just all standing up and clapping and hollering and everything. And then when I got to the fence on the other side of the rodeo arena, I jumped through the fence, hit the people in the front row, landed all up against them. And then when I got up, and I was like, "Oh my God." Well, everybody was laughing at me. I mean, everybody was laughing. Everybody clapping. Everybody just doing everything they could at me. Oh, I found a laugh. Anyway.
You found crickets.
Yeah, I found crickets. So anyway, everybody was clapping for me. Everybody was laughing. And y'all, when I look back in the rodeo arena, guess what? The bull wasn't even chasing me. The bull was at the other end. He was never behind me.
Well, isn't that some bull?
Yeah, that is some bull. But he chased me. Well, he didn't chase me. I thought he chased me all the way across this rodeo arena, and he was never behind me. So everybody's laughing at me. And anyway, I got my rope, and I went on around behind there. You know, but yeah, behind the arena, I didn't even want to walk down in front of the people anymore because I was kind of embarrassed. But I wasn't afraid to get on that big bull and ride it, though. I did get on him and ride him, and everybody there was scared to death of him. We was all scared as kids. But anyway, I just wanted to share my bull riding 1983-1984 experience riding bulls Southern Boy style. What do you think?
That's right.
All right. So Brandy B, I don't know if she's going to, I don't think she's ever rode a bull.
No.
I don't know if she's ever rode a horse.
I mean, no, not like that.
Oh, it's not bucking. But anyway, I wanted to share that little story about my life, my childhood with everybody. Hope everybody is tuning in to Southern Boys Outdoors. We got some more podcasts headed your way. And y'all stay tuned here on Southern Boys Outdoors. We appreciate everybody tuning in. And man, we got some awesome stuff coming up soon here on Southern Boys Outdoors. I think we're leaving Thursday. We're going to Kentucky to feed the people for the tornado victims up there. We got a good crew headed up there and can't wait. That's going to be a great time. Bruce Mitchell, Ronnie Adams from Swamp People, Jeff Pekovicius, United by Barbecue, Paula Blum, Brandon Miller, We got a whole crew, Brett Cummins. We got a whole crew of us going up. JoJo Foster, Boyd Waugh, Benton Morgan. I know I'm going to miss somebody and they're going to be mad at me. David Hoover. Anyway, we got a good group of guys going up there with us to help feed that community. And we can't wait to get up there and feed everybody. Dallas Stewart. We got the preacher going with us. We got a race car driver going with us, Brett Cummins. We got TV celebrities like Bruce Mitchell and Ronnie Adams going. We got social media guys like myself. We got just downright awesome cooking fools going like Jeff Petkovicius. We got Brandon Miller, the crawfish king around Hammond, Louisiana, going with us. And we got yours truly, David Hoover, the Little Debbie. Everybody knows the Little Debbie cakes. David Hoover going with and helping us cook and everything. So we got an awesome group of people going up there with us to help feed the people in Kentucky. That's going to be this weekend. I don't know when you listen to this, but that will be January 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. We'll be in Fulton, Kentucky. Can't wait. All right, guys, that wraps up another edition here of Southern Boys Outdoors. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all come back and come by the store at 11318 Highway 190, Hammond, Louisiana. Y'all can give us a call at 225-209-0945. Thank y'all.